You came. My goodness, you actually came. I was so worried that that little maid girl wouldn't have gotten the note to you before tomorrow. It's all so busy. I can only sneak away in the dead of night to meet you. My betrothed isn't sharing a room with me, and the rest of the servants are asleep right now. It's just the two of us. How it should have been. Not now, Alice. Save your tears for tomorrow when you need them. Since you're here, I take it that you haven't stopped thinking about our night together either. It was just supposed to be a simple engagement party to celebrate my proposal from Lord Timothy. I thought I had felt alive when he asked me to wed him. I thought I was happy picking out my dress and deciding on what kind of food to serve. It was a kind of fleeting happiness. Superficial. More of a distraction than anything. But I felt that night with you. It was real. Didn't you feel it too? See? I knew I wasn't alone in how I felt. I felt so comfortable with you. From that first dance, the way we intertwined with each other, it felt as if we had known each other our whole lives when I didn't even know your name. I was enchanted by your outfit, your face, your manner of speech, everything about you. You're the most interesting person I've ever met. I feel safe with you. Like, I can be myself. I didn't know this was a way that people could feel. When I'm with you, I feel so light. Does any of this make sense? The burdens placed upon my shoulders during the day melt away when I'm with you. I'm not Lady Alice. I'm not engaged to Lord Timothy. I wasn't being married off because what else am I good for? I was just a person enjoying the company of a very attractive stranger. And with the wedding coming up tomorrow, I just wanted to see you one last time. I wanted to give you a proper farewell, one that's more befitting of our time together. I'm not sure how often I'll be able to sneak out of here for our special rendezvous once I'm a married woman. But I will always find a way to make time for you. I've missed these lips. He doesn't kiss me like you. He doesn't make me feel like you do. You could never compare. There's something about you, something that drives me crazy, that makes me throw all common sense out the window, and I can't explain it. You just bring this out of me. You make me want to act wild. Watch the corset lacing in the back. I know you're feeling me up, but I wouldn't want your fingers to get crossed in all that intricate lacing. Here, I'll bring them to the front. Place them right on top of both of my breasts. That's better, isn't it? Yeah. I thought it might. Oh. Yeah. That's it. Slide your hands lower. Go on. Rest them on my hips. This too many layers for summer, my dove. Aren't you getting a little hot? It might do you some good to take off those offending heavy pants. Were they the first things you grabbed when you got my letter? I can tell. Winter pants in such heat is hardly a pragmatic choice. I guess I also make you a bit stupid, huh? I'm glad we both bring that side out of each other. Quickly now, there's no time to dawdle. I don't know if one of the servants is going to be checking my chambers or my soon-to-be husband. He might want to visit for a night before romance. I want to show you what this whirlwind romance of the past few months has meant to me. I want to make you come one last time. Do you also want to come one last time? Well, if we both want the same thing, and if I start to touch your exposed skin with my fingers, would you respond to my touch? If I were to run my hand along your jaw, grab your chin, and force my finger in your mouth, would you attempt to stop me, Dove? Tomorrow night is going to be such a shame. I know Timothy doesn't share my proclivities in the bedroom like you do. He doesn't know how to behave himself. Such a crude creature. Nothing like you, my dove. So cute. So responsive. So sensitive. And all mine. Yeah. You feel so good. My dove, no. I want to taste somewhere else. I like your lips, but there's somewhere more delicious I want to be. Ooh. It seems someone's also excited, huh? Look down at me, little dove. Good. Did you know why I was bringing you out here? So you're telling me that when the little maid girl said she had a very important letter for you, that you didn't think that it would be from me the night before my wedding? Either you're playing stupid or you are dumb. Which one is it? Oh. It's okay. Either way, I get to taste you and you taste delicious. That's it. Let me do whatever I want to you. You're mine after all, aren't you? That's right. You're my dove. So sweet on my tongue, filling up my mouth so well. That's it, sweetie. Relax into my mouth. Let it make you feel good. Right now, we don't have to worry about anything else. It's just the two of us. You and me at the end of the world. Oh, I know you love what my tongue is doing, how it's making you feel. I can tell from how you're reacting, your hips bucking into my mouth. It's almost like you're trying to face fuck me. It's adorable, Dove. Keep it up. That's it. Make those noises for me, come on. I want to see you bite your hand from trying to keep quiet. You're being so good for me, letting me have my fill, letting me play with you like this. I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna get to taste it all. Timothy could never make me feel like this. I bet he doesn't even taste half as good as you. Not that I would know. I'm gonna find out tomorrow night. That's it, Dove. Taking everything I give you so well, so beautifully. So gorgeous in your submission. That's it. Surrender yourself to me, to the pleasure of my mouth. Give in. Such a good dove for me. You're being so good. Oh, I'm gonna miss this. Miss how you taste. Oh, how you feel. How my tongue can rip those noises from your throat. Isn't it amazing how all it takes is a little bit of attention from my mouth? And you're already so close to coming. I love, love, love just how weak you are for me, Dove. You know how to make me feel special, loved, and most importantly, horny. Getting to taste you like this always makes me so fucking wet. I think I'll just reach up underneath my skirt and start taking care of myself while also taking care of you. Fuck. I'm litter than I thought I was. Fuck. Oh, you're being so good for me. I love how you taste, how you feel. And I want you to keep moving your hips like that. Keep trying to fuck my face. Your attempts at doing it are adorable. You always make me so fucking wet. Come on. Oh, fuck. I want you to look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Oh, oh, that's it. Keep your eyes on me. I want you to watch. I want you to watch my face as I come while I taste you. And I want you to come. I want you to come from my tongue and my mouth. Come on. Come on, Dove. Just like that. Keep moving your hips. You're gonna come for me, right? You're gonna be good and come for me. I can feel my own orgasm building, Duff. I'm so fucking close. It's kind of embarrassing how close I got just from tasting you. Oh, fuck. I want you to come so fucking badly. I need you to come. Making you come. That's the last thing I want to do before my wedding. It's the only thing I need. It's the best present you could ever give me. Come on, won't you come for me, Duff? Please. Please come. Come with me. You know, I can't resist myself. Always having to clean you up after. There. I won't be able to do that as often anymore. And I doubt I'll be able to sneak away from my own reception in order to have some actual fun with someone that I actually enjoy. It seems that these private meetings, they're going to be getting a lot more sparse and a lot more private. I'll see if I can get you a key to my room so you can visit me during the nights a bit easier. At least, if we get caught in my room, the door will be locked and you can make a quick escape out the window. Explaining the cuts from the vines would be quite funny to watch. You have always blanked whenever you're supposed to give a little white lie. I like it. Means you can't lie to me. Odd timing of this question, considering what we just did. But I just thought of it when we were kissing, and basically, I must ask, or else I wouldn't catch a wink of sleep tonight. I wouldn't be able to do this without seeing your face in the audience, so. You'll be coming to my wedding tomorrow, right?